Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Mem, Zivachim 40. Today's Daf Yomi brings us to a very important halachic discussion about whether or not a person is allowed to bring a sacrifice today on the Temple Mount to fulfill the obligation of the community to bring a sacrifice. Understand that this is obviously a very complicated political topic, and I'm not talking about whether or not we should wade into the political arena on this matter. I'm just saying from a strictly halachic perspective, today's Daf Yomi relates to that question. And so therefore, in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Shimon do with the verse from Leviticus chapter 4, verse 7, which states, V'nasan ha-kohen min adam al-karnos ha-mizbeach k'toras ha-samim lefnei Hashem asher b'o'el mo'ed. And so the verse states that the Kohen is supposed to place from the blood onto the corners of the altar in the o'el mo'ed. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with this words, Be'o'el Mo'ed? Comes along the Gemara and says, Hi, Be'o'el Mo'ed, my Ovid Lay. What does he do with it? Mi Bailei, he needs it for the following teaching, Shem Nifchasa Tikra Shel Hecha Lo Ayamaze, that if the roof of the temple, in the sanctuary of the temple, would be broken or open, then the Kohen Gadol would not be able to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach HaKetores, on the inner altar. And so this is what Rabbi Shimon does with that verse. Be'ol Moed means it needs to be like an oel, it needs to be like a tent. And so therefore, if the temple is not functioning like a tent, the Kohen Gadol would not be able to sprinkle the blood. On the basis of this Gemara, indeed, the Rambam learns in Hilchos Avodos Yom HaKippurim, he cites basically the teaching of Rabbi Shimon in chapter 5, law 23, that if a Kohen Gadol sprinkles the blood, if the roof is open, he's not allowed to sprinkle the blood on the altar on Yom Kippur. So comes along in the 1960s, there was a big debate about this matter, because the Kli Chemda cites an opinion that states that how could you possibly bring a sacrifice today, although there are many reasons that have been offered why one is not allowed to. One of the reasons he suggests, based upon earlier sources, is that since the temple today does not have a roof on it, and so since there is no roof on the Temple Mount today, and so therefore, even though perhaps we don't need the actual temple, we would need a roof. And so since we state in our Gemara explicitly that without a roof, if you can't sprinkle any blood, for that reason, it should be the case, not just like the inner altar, the Mizbeach HaZav, where the Ketores are offered, the golden altar, but since it states the word Petach Ol Moed about all of the sacrifices, it states in Leviticus chapter 1, verse 3, that they need to be brought at the entrance to the Ol Moed, it means that for all the sacrifices, a tent would be required, meaning a roof would be required, and so therefore, a person should not be allowed to bring the sacrifices without a roof over them. And for this reason, the Kli Chemda is saying that since there's no roof on the Temple Mount, even though we theoretically could bring the sacrifices without an actual temple, we would need a roof, and so therefore it's not permitted to bring the sacrifices. So too, he brings a question from the Rashba, because the Rashba, writing in the 14th century, cites the Gemara from 55b, that a Korban Shlamim that was slaughtered before the doors of the temple were opened is invalid, because it states Pesach Ol Moed, so the doors of the temple need to be open when the sacrifices were brought. And so therefore we see that even though theoretically a person could bring a sacrifice even without a temple, how could you bring it if the doors to the temple are not open? And so therefore, since it states Pesach Ol Moed, it states for this reason, how could one bring a sacrifice? So the Rashba's answer to that question was, yeah, when do we say that we require the doors to be open? Only at the time where there's a temple. But if there's no temple, we don't require the doors to be open. So that's why the way Rashba answered the question. But the Kli Chemda suggests on the basis of our Gemara that we can't bring the sacrifices today because there's no roof and because the doors of the temple are not open, because the doors to the Ol Moed are not open. Comes along the Griz, and the Griz gives a different distinction. The Griz argues that first of all, what is our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara is only talking about the the chatos penimim, the inner sin offering that the Kohen Gadol would bring on Yom Kippur. That's what Rabbi Shimon's talking about, which implies that with respect to all other matters, like for example the incense offering or the external sin offerings, the sin offerings that are brought in the azara in the courtyard, they have a law of an olam ha'oed, even though there is no roof, and even if the roof would be open, they would still be able to be brought. And so he says, what about the fact that the teaching that we're going to cite on 55b, which states that we need the doors of the Pesach Olam HaMoed to be open? Here's where the Griz draws a fundamental distinction. He says, when do we require there to be doors that are open? That's only with respect to the Mishkan, the tabernacle in the desert. That's where we require the doors would be open. However, in the temple, we wouldn't have required that. What's the distinction between the Mishkan and the temple? The distinction is that the Mishkan was Kedusha of the Mechitzos, that the holiness came from the partitions that were around it, and so therefore it was essential that the doors be open. However, the temple's holiness was from the place itself, and so even if the doors were not open, or even if there is no roof, because the temple mount was so holy, and that holiness is lasting forever, so therefore, even if the doors are not open, even if there is no roof, it would still be able for a sacrifice to be brought, with the exception of this chatos penimim that the high priest brings on Yom Kippur. And so therefore, on the basis of this, the Gris says this is not a proof that sacrifices cannot be brought today on the basis of this Gemara. It would seem to indicate that actually they could be brought according to the Gris.